If you only had 24 hours to live, and you had to teach your son or sons everything you learned about being a man, from life to love, money to marriage, people to porn, and everything in between, what lessons would you teach them? Well, when my son was only 12 years old, I wrote a book for him I wanted to leave behind as my legacy. It's called Are You the Man? 201 lessons I wish my dad would have taught me. And I squeezed all of those lessons on manhood into just 124 pages. The lessons I share in this book not only come from my successes in life, but many of them also come from my painful and even shameful failures, including divorce, abuse, addiction, adultery, and abandonment, just to name a few. You can read and learn in less than 2 hours what it took me over 30 plus years to learn the hard way. So just go over to areyouthemanbook.com and get your copy today. That's areyouthemanbook.com. Trust me, your wife and children will thank you for it later. Hello, Mighty Men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. A real man questions his doubts, but he never doubts his God. Oh, I like that one. Let me say that one again. I say a real man questions his doubts, but he never doubts his God. In one of my quiet times last week, I came across a very familiar verse in Mark 9 that I often refer to when I'm struggling with my faith. It's verse 22 and 24 when the man says to Jesus, "If you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." And Jesus said, "If you can, don't you know that all things are possible to him who believes?" And the man immediately cried out and said in tears to Jesus, "Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief." Now, this famous dialogue between Jesus and the man whose son was demon-possessed and was tormented for years is both comforting to me as well as discouraging at the same time. Now, I say comforting because of Jesus' compassion and love for this man and his son. But it was discouraging to me because I could relate to the man's doubts and his fears. How about you? Like, do you know God's promises, but you question God's timing? Do you know God's word, but you question your worthiness? Do you know God can do it, but you question whether or not he will? So you can relate to why I love this scripture, but at the same time, I struggle with it. Because I often question myself, knowing God's track record in my life and his resume with his people, why do I still doubt and struggle with believing? But after studying this verse a little bit more, I left more encouraged this time than I was discouraged, because the Holy Spirit revealed some subtleties in it that I never saw before. And I want to share with you this week on the Real Men Check-In. See, even though the man's faith was a little shaky, he indeed had faith because he was at least willing to seek and ask Jesus and the disciples to help heal his sick son. See, I never really thought about it that way before, that you only ask someone for something if you expect they can give it to you. Even if you're not that confident even in asking them, what we know for sure is that we won't ever ask if we don't expect to receive. So this man was willing to use the little faith that he had to ask Jesus. So when it comes to our afflictions and struggles as men, shouldn't we do the same? Now, secondly, when Jesus challenged a man on his faith, the scripture said that the man immediately cried out to Jesus. In other words, even though his faith was shaky, he had enough of it to cry out to Jesus. He didn't walk away discouraged or leave to think about what Jesus just told him or even pray about it. He immediately cried out for help from the one who he believed could help him, Jesus. Now, third, the man not only cried out to Jesus immediately, he cried out in tears. Now, why is this important? Because he didn't express frustration when Jesus challenged him on his faith, and he didn't make any demands as if Jesus owed it to him to heal his son. He simply made his request out of his humility and his brokenness. And God always responds to our brokenness, not our pride. The word says in James 4, 6-8 that God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. And this man wasn't afraid to shed tears in front of a group of strange men he didn't even know, and he didn't care how desperate he looked in front of these men. He just wanted and needed help. But how many times have we found ourselves in a situation needing help, like emotionally connecting with our wives or communicating with our children, breaking an addiction to alcohol or pornography or drugs, or offering or asking for forgiveness, but we were too afraid to ask because of the fear of being judged or rejected by others? This man was neither afraid nor ashamed. And lastly, the unbelief that this man had wasn't a bad thing. See, we can all relate to him as believers. Unbelief is the part of us that doubts, not if God can, but questioning in our heart, will he? So that means that even my unbelief actually reveals the presence of faith. Oh, you got to catch me on this one. So instead of getting discouraged by my unbelief, maybe I should be more concerned when I'm unaware of it. See, unbelief reminds us of our dependence on God and our insufficiency, as well as that it should remind us of his compassion and his sufficiency, if that makes sense. So after reading and studying this verse what seems like 100 times, I came to the conclusion that maybe I need to worry about what others think less and start to trust and doubt my doubts more, and that we shouldn't be discouraged by our unbelief, but instead be encouraged by it so we can depend on God more. And to know that I don't have to feel the truth to know the truth. I just have to believe the truth, because a real man questions his doubts, but he never doubts our God. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure to check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesday mornings. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And as you guys know, I love sharing podcast reviews with you. And I came across a great one that came from, I guess his name is Jamel H. That's his ID name. And Jamel H. writes, he says, "I am thankful to have found this podcast. I truly believe God led me to this show. I was looking for a way to connect with men's issues through podcasts, and this one hit the nail on the head. The content is relatable, is relevant, and is impactful. I'm a 28-year-old husband and expectant father, so this podcast is going right in my tool belt as I continue my journey towards being the man God called and created me to be." Thank you, Jamel H., for that 5-star review on iTunes. Guys, I picked these by random, so who knows, if you submit a podcast review to us, I may actually read yours on air. So I thank you, Jamel H., for leaving that podcast review for us. And as you know, Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast, and we're now the #1 rated podcast on iTunes for Christian men. So if this podcast has blessed you in any way, and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go over to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. And thank you so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect at all. So keep on downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.